An electric chainsaw is used to cut a block of ice. That block will be fit into developing layers that will eventually form a 40-foot ice palace.
You have to have 12 inches of ice to harvest ice, and this year it was actually 25 inches on average. Some are 23, some are 26-inch blocks, and the blocks are 22 by 44 inches, and they weigh about 900 pounds each.
Amy Stearns is with the Detroit Lakes Ice Harvest Community. The harvest not only reflects the history of ice harvesting around Detroit Lakes, when ice from area lakes was used to keep cargo frozen in rail cars. In 2018, the ice will provide the centerpiece for the town's Polar Fest in early February. Stern says not only will there be an ice palace, there will also be royalty for the palace.
Well, you know, if you have a palace, you have to have a king or royalty, of course. And so we created this legend with a gentleman named King Isbit. And that is King Ice Cube. Back in the day, we had a young adventurer who went east, and he went west, and he went south, and none of that was quite for him. He came up north, he went to Minneapolis, St. Paul. He liked it, but he heard about more beautiful land, larger lakes, just a more natural environment. And so he went farther north and to Becker County, Minnesota, and fell in love with Detroit Lakes. And he got very involved in all the festivals and events in our community. And the community folks deemed him King Isbit, King Ice Cube, I should say, which is he is the king for all seasons, for all reasons in Detroit Lakes.
Hans Gildorf is designer of the palace. He says there's a lot of work ahead of the crews in order to meet the ceremony deadline. And Gildorf says time is just one of the challenges.
None of us have really worked with ice before, especially myself. So we've been working with St. Paul and asking a lot of questions and those who have in the past and a lot of the old timers that have harvested ice to learn the process and how to work with ice. And we've mimicked a lot of their old ice scraping tools by myself recreating them in my shop to recreate the ice scraping tools. So we've been chainsawing and with cranes, and now we're bringing in the 100-foot crane to start building this palace just block by block.
He says the weight of each block and now some natural melting will help make for solid construction. At least that's the plan they're working under.
It's kind of a first event for all of us, and we're kind of like older boys with bigger toys and just playing with bigger kind of blocks, and we're having a great time, but we'll see how it goes. And if it doesn't become an annual event, at least it becomes, we're thinking maybe every 3 years or something. That'd be kind of fun.
The finished ice palace will be unveiled in a grand lighting ceremony February 8th. For Prairie Public, I'm Todd McDonald.